There are a few things that scare people away and bore people more than discussion of Jewish poetry and liturgy. It's usually not a popular topic. However, if one is going to pick any area of piyutim to discuss and to learn about, which is easily accessible, and you can gain great benefit from it, is Hoshanas. Because the language of Hoshanas is more straightforward than other things like Kinos and things on Yom Noraim and things of that nature. And there's tremendous depth and background to each piece of Hoshanas. And there's an amazing sefer that was put out about 2 years ago by the people at Machon Yerushalayim. It's called the Otsar Mefarshei Hoshanas. It is the collection of commentaries on Hoshanas. You would expect that not to be a very big book, but it is quite a big book, and it is quite an amazing book. And what we'd like to do is we're going to use that sefer as a guide, and I did all the legwork for you to kind of cull through it. And we want to discuss one aspect of Hoshanas. We're going to discuss one era of Hoshanas that the Hoshanas will be saying on this coming Shabbos. And the hope is that through a very quick, brief discussion of what's going on in this Hoshanas, why we are saying it, and what the entire goal of those 5 minutes, the Shabbos is even shorter, those 2-3 minutes of saying Hoshanas and Shabbos, is what is the purpose of it, what we should be getting out of it, and how it can have a very big impact on the rest of the tefillah of that day. So we're going to spend about a half hour for the sake of about 2 minutes of davening on Shabbos, which I think will be worth it in the long run. So first, let's begin. What are Hoshanas in general? Hoshanas is a tefillah that we say that we are asking Kadosh Baruch Hu for certain things, certain aspects that we want in connection with Sukkot. Now, Shabbos is different because on Shabbos we don't do hakafos because we don't have lulavim. As we know, we don't take lulav on Shabbos because we don't want to carry if there's no Erev. And there's a machlokus amongst the Gaonim whether we recite the tefillah of Hoshanas on Shabbos, even though we don't do hakafos. So the Tur in Siman Tov Reish Samech brings this machlokas. So he cites Rav Shura Gaon, who says that it's usur, because if we do say Hoshanas on Shabbos, the kids are going to hear that we're saying Hoshanas, so they're going to go run and get the lulavim, and they're going to end up carrying on Shabbos. And the Mefarshim asks, so what do we care? If a kid goes and gets carries on Shabbos, it's not usur, you don't have to stop him. We don't hand Isurim to children. We don't put nevela, non-kosher food, in front of the kid to eat. But if a child is doing something that they are not supposed to do anyway, we don't stop them because they're not responsible in mitzvos at that point. So therefore, why would we care? So he says that we don't want the children to grow up and to remember, I remember on Shabbos that I took Hoshanas, and they'll think that they should take Lulav and Esrog on Shabbos as well. However, Rashi and other Rishonim disagree, and other Gaonim say that we should take Hoshanas on the theme of Shabbos, so that we'll know that Hoshanas are different. And therefore, the Hoshanas we recite when it comes to Shabbos itself are different. It's all about Shabbos in order to focus us on the beauty, the importance, and the relevance of Shabbos and what we can get out of Shabbos. And therefore, the author of the Piyutim of Hoshanas, or Eliezer HaKalir, the famous Paitan, so he wrote a special piyut for Shabbos, and this is brought in all the old Siddurim, the Master Vitri, and the Maharil, and Sukkot Gimel, and the Sefer Minhagim of Isaac of Ternau, all bring this in. This whole discussion I just brought is essentially brought in Shulchan Aruch, in Tov Reish Samech Gimel there as well. And the halach is that we do say Hoshanas and Shabbos, except the Birkei Yosef notes there in Tov Reish Samech that some Sephardic communities, especially in Yerushalayim, did not say Hoshanas and Shabbos. And the Aruch HaShulchan notes as well that some Sephardim don't say Hoshanas and Shabbos. But in Ashkenazim, we do say Hoshanas and Shabbos. And what we'd like to do is to delve in and to discuss each line of the Hoshanas and to see there's actually a very majestic and beautiful theme that runs through the whole thing. And what we have in front of you, in the paper in front of you, is simply a one or two line summary of what the point of that comment in Hoshanas is, and what it's saying, and what the relevance is to the greater idea. So let's begin. The first piece of Hoshanas opens up, Om Netzura Kivavas. This is based on a pasuk we find a number of places. It says in Parshas Hazinu, Shamreni Ki Yishom Bas Ayin, that the Jewish people are compared to the eyeball, and that the eyeball is something that we naturally protect, right? We have eyelids that open and close over the eyeball, and the person is very scared to get something near their face, and the eyeball is considered something that's very delicate and protected. And we are compared, in the eye of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, as his eye, which Hashem protects us like the pupil of his eye. It says in Devarim as well, Yitzireinu ki yishone no. The Mechilta de Rashbi learns that whoever attacks the Jewish people, it's as if they attack the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Tur writes in Reish Samach Zayin, and the Rokeach say that's why on Shabbos we say, and we don't, in Marv, we don't say, Shomer Amo Yisrael Ad. Why don't we say Shomer Amo Yisrael Ad, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shomer us? Because when the Jewish people are Shomer Shabbos, we have our own protection. By being Shomer Shabbos, so that itself protects us as well, and that is our guard. And therefore, if we are Shomer Shabbos, Hashem will guard up. So we open up Hoshanas by saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to protect us, but we're going to keep Shabbos, and that's going to give us the protection that we need. And therefore we say as well, which is certainly appropriate for Sukkos, how do we conclude the brachos before Shemona Esrei? Sukkas Shlomecha, that Shabbos is the Sukkah, the protection that gives us. We don't need any outside protection. By being Shomer Shabbos, that protects us as well. So we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, in the merit of our keeping Shabbos, that will protect us as well, the pupil of your eye. Next, we say, Bonenes Bidas Nefesh Meshivas. So Bonenes is to think, Das is the Torah, which rejuvenates the soul. It's Nefesh Meshivas, that by observing Shabbos, it brings us a rejuvenation to our neshama. We know Das is the Torah. It says in Vezot HaBracha, Eish Das Lamo, that is the Torah. So by learning the Torah, it restores our neshama. And especially by learning Hilchos Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yilches says that by learning Hilchos Shabbos, you'll be protected tremendously. So not just learning on Shabbos, but also learning Hilchos Shabbos. And this touches on the greater discussion of the importance of learning Torah specifically on Shabbos. The Yerushalmi in Shabbos in Perek Tes Vav says that Shabbos was given for the sake of learning Torah. The Tur in Reish Tzadi records that when the Jewish people entered Eretz Yisrael, the Torah complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, they're going to be running around protecting Eretz Yisrael and working the land and settling the land. When are they, what's going to happen to Torah? So says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Torah, don't worry, Shabbos is going to come. There's no more running around, no more planting, no more protecting, no more settling the land. They're going to have to go and learn Torah. Torah is designated for Shabbos. The Ramban writes there in the Pasuk of Shomer Shomer Shabbos the Kodesho, well, how do you make Shabbos Kodesh? By learning Torah on Shabbos. And therefore, what does the Piyut say over here? Bonenes Bedas Nefesh Meshivas. The people learn Torah on Shabbos, and that merit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu restores the Kedusha through the Torah, which helps the Jewish people out. Next, Gimel. Gomeres Hilchos Shabbos. So what does Gomeres mean? Like the word Gemara. That we learn. We learn the halachos of Shabbos on Shabbos. And that's the importance of learning halachos on Shabbos. The Gemara Chayyuk Daf Yud says that the laws of Shabbos are also derived from drushos of Torah Shabbat Peh, right? Does it say anywhere in the Torah anything about 39 malachos, all these little intricacies? No, that's all based on drushos, connection of Sukkim. And therefore, another explanation of Gomeres Hilchos Shabbos is we are Gemirei. We learn out Hilchos Shabbos from drushos. It's based on drushos and ways to derive the different things, and we respect the Shabbos the same way. There's a beautiful comment of the Ravid in his Perush on the Sifra and Parshas B'Chukosai. He says that learning Hilchos Shabbos on Shabbos is the fulfillment of Zachor Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, because Zachira of Shabbos means using your mouth to mention Shabbos. So if you learn a little bit of Hilchos Shabbos on Shabbos, so then you fulfill the mitzvah of remembering Shabbos with your mouth, right? We say Zachar Es Asher Asalacha Amalek. In order to remember Amalek, you need to mention it, but with your mouth in shul. So that's how you fulfill the mitzvah as well. So two explanations of Gomeres, to learn or to learn something out. Dalet, Doreshes Masas Shabbos. So what does Masas means? Masa means to carry. Right, the pasuk in Yirmiyah says Lo Sotzi Mosa Mibateichem B'Yom HaShabbos. From here, the Gemara in Shabbos learns out the different types of amounts that a person would be responsible for when they carry on Shabbos. It has to be kazayas, a shear of this, a shear of that. When it comes to carrying on Shabbos without an eruv, and therefore, why does the Paitan, why does the author here focus on carrying on Shabbos? Because we know, as Tosfos points out in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, that Shabbos, that the malach of carrying, is totally based out on drushos. There's really no mention of carrying well in the building of the Mishkan. It's what Tosfos calls a malacha geruya, because as the Mefarshim explain, carrying on Shabbos is not really like the other malachos. What does malacha mean? Creativity. You take something and you change the status of how it is. But carrying on Shabbos, where's the creativity? I moved it from A to B. Wow. Why is that a malacha? So it's what we call malacha gruya. Tosus points out that we actually begin Masechta Shabbos with which malacha? Carrying on Shabbos. Because we want to show that even though it's a malacha gruya, perhaps it would appear to be a lesser malacha, still it's important. And therefore, the Paitan begins with the carrying of Shabbos to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, the Jewish people respect Shabbos to such great extent that we even don't do this thing of carrying, which isn't really, it's a malacha, but it's a malacha gruya. It seems to be a lesser malacha. We're so careful in Shabbos. Other explains, having nothing to do with carrying on Shabbos, but doreshes means the Jewish people go to the drushos on Shabbos to go learn the halacha. The Yalkut Shemani writes in Shmos that the parsha of Hilchos Shabbos begins with vayakel, that the Jewish people gather together to hear the halachas of Shabbos. So that's what it means to be doresh. Another beautiful explanation is from Aaron of Bells. He says that it actually all fits together. The Zohar Kadosh says that the Nesham Yisera goes back on Motzei Shabbos, and what do they ask the Nesham Yisera? What chidushim, what novel ideas did you come up with over Shabbos? And because that's what gives the neshama the most simcha. And therefore, what did we say? We're bonenes Hilchos Shabbos. We think about Hilchos Shabbos. We're gomeres Hilchos Shabbos. We learn Hilchos Shabbos more. And we go even further and we're doreshes. We make drashos. We make chedushim. We learn new ideas in Shabbos to give simcha to the neshama Yisera. Next, hey. Hakovas alpaim tchum Shabbos. We also set up the rabbinic law of tchum Shabbos, not go 2,000 amos outside the border of the city. And again, we're praising Klal Yisrael, because according to the Torah, we don't have to do this. But we say, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at the great beauty we put into Shabbos, and we protect it even more by not going outside of Tchum Shabbos. And we bring this issue up as well. Vav, umeshivas regel b'Shabbos. What does it mean, umeshivas regel? So the Pasuk in Yeshayah in Perek Nimches says, im toshiv mishabbos raglecha. The Malbim explains, there in the Pasuk, that the Jewish people, we stop our regel, we stop our walking around, our doing, not because we're tired, not because the day is over and the sun is setting, but we stop our work before Shabbos because it's Shabbos. Only because of Kavod Shabbos we stop. And therefore, we say again to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at the Jewish people. They don't end on Friday because they want to get out of work early. We end on Friday early because we want to get home and make sure we're prepared for Shabbos. Look at the extent the Jewish people go to. It could also be based on the word hergel, a habit. The Jewish people change their habits and their second nature. We always look at our phone on Shabbos, we're checking the computer, we're turning on the lights, and when it comes to Shabbos, we are meshivas regel. We stop our hergel, our general activities, and we move into Shabbos. Another praise of the Jewish people when it comes to their observance of Shabbos. Zachor v'shamor mekaimas v'shabbos. We fulfill Zachor and Shamor. The Zichir we know is Kiddush, right? The Pasuk in Hosea says, Zichru Kayayin Levano. We mention Shabbos over Kiddush. And Shamor is about the Malachos of Shabbos and being Mosif on Shabbos, or we add the Kiddush of Shabbos into the week as well. What's the question here you have on the Pasuk? The order here is Zachor and Shamor as it has in the Aseret HaDibros. This is unlike what other famous poem which switches the order? The Chadodi. It says Shamor v'Zachor, right? So that's one thing to note out. Rosh Hashanah likes to point out that it says Shamor v'Zachor in the poem in the Chadodi because the Shlomo Alkabetz wouldn't be able to spell his name if he flipped it around. So that's one reason why it's that. In addition, the Piyut also says something very interesting. It says Zachor v'Shamor v'Kaimus b'Shabbos. What does it mean b'Shabbos? In the Shabbos. So this is based on the idea of the Ramban. The Ramban writes famously, again, on the Pasuk of Zachor Shomer Shabbos Kodesho, how do we fulfill the mitzvah of Zechir Shabbos during the week? We say, Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos. Two Shabbos. We count our days of the week, two Shabbos, always looking forward to the Shabbos coming ahead. And therefore, we say, Zachor Shomer Mekaimus B'Shabbos. We're always counting and looking forward to when the Shabbos will occur in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Zachor and Shomer. Ches. Chesha lemaher bias Shabbos. What does chesha mean? So chesha is a language of moving quickly. We bring in Shabbos quickly with the midst of Tosefa Shabbos. We hurry up Shabbos. We bring in a little bit earlier. And this is like we say in the Zmiras and Shabbos. Hama'achrim latzeis min haShabbos u'memaharim lavo. We hurriedly get into Shabbos, even bringing in Shabbos earlier than it has to move. Now, what's the question here on the line? It's repetitive. Chesha lemaher. We are fast to be fast for the coming of Shabbos. I get the point. What are the two issues of being fast? So there's two aspects here explained in the Mefarshim. One is bringing Shabbos early. The second is bringing Shabbos earlier, but being ready for Shabbos early. It's not just enough to run into Shabbos and to bring it earlier, but also to be b'menucha, to be resting, to make sure everything is set up when you bring it in earlier. And we rush throughout the day so we can bring in Shabbos benachas, right? There are these women who want to make sure that everything is ready by chatzos, right? They want to make sure the table is set, the candles are set up, everything ready Shabbos by chatzos, so the rest of the day will be benachas and pleasant as they bring in Shabbos early. In addition, the Rambam writes in the end of Hilchos Shabbos in Perek Lamed, Ezehu Kavod Shabbos. What is Kavod Shabbos? She'amru Chachamim, She'mitzvah al Adam lirchotz panav yad v'ragav, to wash b'chamin in hot water b'erev Shabbos, mipnei kavod Shabbos, misatzeh betzitzis, to get dressed, v'yoshiv b'kovid rosh, to be sitting pleasantly, nicely when Shabbos comes in, v'yachal akvals panav Shabbos, or to greet Shabbos and to greet the Shabbos king. And therefore, again, we see in the Rambam, it's not just enough to bring in Shabbos quickly, but we also need to be benachas, settled, as we bring in Shabbos. Tess. Toreches called Mishisha l'Shabbos. All 6 days of the week, we are Torech. We put in the effort to prepare for Shabbos. The Gemara in Beitzit has Zion famously quotes that Shammai, what would Shammai do every single day? He would always be looking. This is going to be the best piece of meat for Shabbos. This is the best challah. This is the best kugel. Always looking to see, all 6 days of the week, always having in mind, what can I do in order to make Shabbos great and better this coming week? And I always find the best thing, and he would say, Zel the Shabbos. This is going to be for the Shabbos that's coming. On the other hand, we could also explain this line according to Hillel. What was Hillel's shita? He has a moon and a Kadosh Baruch Hu, 6 days going to come, Shabbos is going to come, and he's going to find the best thing for Shabbos. And he's going to work really hard in Erev Shabbos. And therefore, when it says, Torechus kol mishisha l'Shabbos, doesn't mean the 6 days of Shabbos, it means the sixth day, which is before Shabbos. And we make Erev Shabbos into something that is special, right? The Gemara talks about the different Tanoim who would make sure that an Erev Shabbos, they would do the work. Even though they might have had help the rest of the week, they would clean, they would cook, because they wanted to make sure they put in the Tiruch on Erev Shabbos. There's a beautiful comment of the Shari Tshuva, not Rabbeinu Yonah, the Shari Tshuva that's found in the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Reish Nun. He quotes in the name of the Arizal, I think, who says that the more sweat a person puts in getting ready for Shabbos, literal sweat, so that will be more of a kapara and a segula to remove one's averos. So the more tircha, the more effort you put into getting ready for Shabbos, the more merit. And again, we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at the Jewish people who put in such effort all week long to get ready for Shabbos. Yosheves umas nemes ad kolos Shabbos. We wait carefully until Shabbos is over for certain. We wait until it's at least, as the postim say, at least a half hour after Shkia. We really, really wait until Shabbos is over. Now, what's the question about this language? Yosheves umas nenes ad kolosa Shabbos. It sounds like what? We're sitting and waiting for Shabbos to end. What's the phrase of that? We're sitting and waiting for Shabbos to end? So we even say in the Zemiros on Shabbos, Hama'achron letzeis min Shabbos. We actually postpone Shabbos. So the Samarav explained that we wait patiently for Shabbos to end, which is Minat Torah. The Torah level of Shabbos ends. And then after Shkia comes, we have Tosefa Shabbos, the extra Shabbos at the end, which is enacted by the rabbis to keep Shabbos even later. And therefore, what we say is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're waiting for the Torah end of Shabbos to end, so then we can move into the rabbinic aspect of Shabbos. And we're waiting to move into that area because we love Shabbos so much, we added on more to it. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky writes the Amos Yaakov, Amsachim Kavav, and also they bring in the name of Meshulam David Soloveitchik, that Mamtenis here doesn't means to guard. That the Jewish people guard Shabbos until the very last moment. We don't think, Shabbos over 15 minutes, whatever, just let it go. No, even to the last second of Shabbos, we guard it carefully. Or it could also mean that Shabbos is technically over, but we sit and wait for Havdalah. We sit patiently and wait to make Havdalah properly. The Imre Chaim, the vision said that's referring to one specific case, Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, that's going to chal on Shabbos, and then Shabbos is going to end, and you're going to go off of the Korban Pesach. So that's what it's talking about. That's clearly a very narrow area. The Pasuk in Tehillim says, Nechbesav gam kalasa nafshi l'chatzos Hashem. My soul longs, even pines. And therefore, say the Mefarshim, kalos here doesn't mean to end, it means to pine. We say that we sit and we pine for Shabbos. We wait every single moment of the week for Shabbos to come so we can experience. It could also refer to the Shabbos Kala. Again, all positive aspects of the effort the Jewish people put into Shabbos. Kavod v'oneg korel Shabbos. This is based on Yeshaya Nun Ches, which says, v'karas l'Shabbos oneg, l'kadosh Hashem, mechubad, v'kibarastome, asos t'rachach, m'socharasach, v'davidavar. Kavod, according to Gemara and Shabbos, is putting on nice clothing for Shabbos. Oneg is nice food for Shabbos. So what's the question? In the Pasuk, it puts oneg first and then kavod. The Paitan here puts kavod and then oneg. So why would he switch the order as appears in the Pasuk? So the first explanation is that Shabbos is chatzil Hashem, v'chatzil lachem. First, you do stuff for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then you do stuff for yourself. So the first part of Shabbos is the kavod Shabbos. That's the tefillah. We wake up in the morning and we dive into Hashem. That's the part that we give to Hashem. The second part of the day is the oneg. That's for us, the geshmak meal on Shabbos. And therefore, says the author, kavod, then oneg. First we do kavod. First we give a Kadosh Baruch Hu what he needs, what we need in order to dive into Hashem properly. And then, after the kavod, we move into oneg in order to get the most we can for ourselves out of Shabbos. Another explanation of why we put kavod before oneg is because, according to the Vilna Gaon, the definition of kavod is that which you do before Shabbos, and the definition of oneg Shabbos is that which you do on Shabbos and the celebration of Shabbos. And therefore, kavod comes before oneg because Erev Shabbos comes before Shabbos itself. Lamed, levush ukesus machlefes b'Shabbos. We switch our clothing for Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Gimel says v'kibarato, and the pasuk we just read means we wear special clothing for Shabbos, as we all know. The Yushalmi and Peah Paraches says you should have individual for clothing for Shabbos, special clothing just for Shabbos, as opposed to during the week. The Gemara in Shabbos Ayin Zayin says that levush means undergarments, which was the first part of the phrase here, and kusus means outer garments. Both need to be switched. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Reish Samach Beis that you need to switch your outer garments for Shabbos and also your undergarments as well in honor of Shabbos. Now, another question here on the line. Levush ukusus machlefes bishabbos. What's the question? What do you mean bishabbos? You change your clothing before Shabbos. What does it mean bishabbos? So some change the gear, so because of this, to say lishabbos. To Shabbos. However, Rabbi Yechiel Michel Feinstein said in his Ha'aros on the Kaaba de Kashaisa, which is a famous sefer of questions that were asked by one of the Achronim, so he says that the mitzvah of having special for clothing is on Shabbos, meaning we're saying we switch our clothing bishabbos, to have the special clothing to be worn on Shabbos itself. Because that's the point of the mitzvah, to have the special clothing to be worn on the Shabbos itself. Mem. Machal u'mishta mechino l'Shabbos. The Torah says, right? Vayi b'yom ha'shishi mechino es asher yaviyu. We have to prepare our food for Shabbos in order to make sure the food is ready to be eaten properly on Shabbos as well. Noam megadim mina'emes l'Shabbos. We should have special foods for Shabbos. Classically, megadim are always translated as fruit. So it's a big inyan to have a good, nice, special fruits for Shabbos. The Gemara Shabbos Kuf Yud Tes mentions that someone who honors Shabbos with the best food available will merit great ashiros, great wealth. And therefore, it's a good idea to have the best foods you can find in honor of Shabbos. In addition, the Mefarshim points out, why do you want to have extra fruit on Shabbos? Because Mea Brachos, we want to make 100 Brachos on Shabbos. We miss out on a lot of Brachos because of the shorting Shmona Esrei's. And therefore, you want to have extra fruits during the day in order to make up the missing brachos. And therefore, we have Noam Megadim on Shabbos. We have beautiful fruits in honor of Shabbos. Samech. Su'udos Shalosh Mekayemes B'Shabbos. Classically, we know three meals on Shabbos, right? It says Hayom, 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 three times of the Pasuk that discusses the mun falling on Shabbos. That references the three meals we have on Shabbos. The Rokeach also points out in the Pasuk, the paragraph of Vayechulu, the word Hashvi appears three times. And the word Hashvi multiplied by three is the gematria of Shalosh Sudos. Another reference having three meals on Shabbos. Right, the Ramah points out, we want to make sure we eat these meals nicely. The Ramah famously says, Chacham Einav Barosho, you don't want to stuff yourself with the first two meals, so you can't eat Shal Shudos. We need to make sure that all three meals are eaten well. Ayin, Al Shtei Kikaros Potzas B'Shabbos, we have the double portion of man, and we cut two loaves of bread when it comes to Shabbos. We have two loaves of bread in front of us. There's a machlokes in Rashi and the Rashba, what botsa means, whether it means to make the bracha on two loaves of bread, or whether it's to cut two loaves of bread. But again, a reference to Lecha Mishnah. Poretas arba rishios b'Shabbos. Again, back to carrying. A lot of references to carrying here in this piyut. There are four domains on Shabbos, right? Rishos ha-yachid, rishos ha-rabim, there's a karmelis, and there is a makom p'tur. A karmelis is this in-between area that has the statuses of both the rishos ha-yachid and rishos ha-rabim, which was established by the Rabbanan. And what does it mean, poretas? Poretas means to distinguish. Like we know, prat uklal, like we say. Prat means to distinguish something from the rest. So we have distinguished these four rishios on Shabbos. And again, we say to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, look, Hashem, we're so careful in Shabbos that we designated more than just a rishios hayach and rishios harabim. We designated a karmelis, a makom tur, in order to be so careful in our observance of Shabbos and to make sure Shabbos is kept properly as well. Tzadi, Tzivoy Hadlakas Ner, Manlakas B'Shabbos. This doesn't really need such an explanation, right? Hadlakas Ner, we have special candles for Shabbos. Either you have Shabbos candles because of Kavod Shabbos, Onik Shabbos, Shalom Bayis. Okay? And what does it mean, the Tzivoy? It means the Chachamim. Hadlakas Ner for Shabbos is Midurabanan. It's not from it's not written in the Torah anywhere. And it says that this is the Tzivoy of the Chachamim to light candles on Shabbos. Why does this rabbinic mitzvah, we've discussed a number of rabbinic mitzvahs already, why does this rabbinic mitzvah get a tzivoy attached to it, the command? Because the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos and Parakeh that lighting candles for Shabbos is not just a din d'rabbanan, it's a chova gemura. We're so careful about it. There's a penalty attached to it if you don't light. We're very, very careful about the lighting of Shabbos candles. Another reason is the Psikta Zutrasa writes in Shmos Lamed Hei that we light candles for Shabbos going all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. And they go on to explain that lighting candles for Shabbos is part of Torah Sheba'al Peh. And we know that there are people who wanted to read the Torah literally and to not use Torah Sheba'al Peh, Karaites, Sadukim, whoever it was. And these people said, no, we can't have any fire anywhere on Shabbos because the Torah says, Lo sufaru eish b'chom osho seichem b'yom ha-Shabbos. And therefore, explain the Mefarshim, we light Shabbos candles to show that the Shabbos candles are going to be lit before Shabbos and go into Shabbos. And therefore, this is a special tzivoy. It's the tzivoy in order to uphold the Torah Sheba'al Peh and to show that we follow Hashem's Torah so carefully. This is also why they explain we read the paragraphs of Bameh Madlikin in order to talk about that we have the candles being lit into Shabbos as well. A third reason is that it's the famous paragraph in Bameh Madlikin that the husband has to say his isartem eramtem idlikos haner. Did you take meiser? Did you set up the eruv and make sure that we lit the Shabbos candles as well? And therefore, when it says tzivoy hadlakas ner hamadlakas b'Shabbos, what it means is that the husband makes sure that the candles, by his command, his order, to make sure the candles are being lit for Shabbos properly. Another question on this line, which is again b'Shabbos. It says the candles are lit b'Shabbos. We don't light the candles on Shabbos. We light the candles before Shabbos. So one explanation is that we make sure that our candles have good oil, good wicks, so that the light goes all the way into Shabbos and it doesn't burn out beforehand. There's a famous comment of the Briska Rav brought in the stencils of Rav Chaim, where the Briska Rav says that really the mitzvah is to have the candles lit on Shabbos. If the Torah wouldn't have told us to have, that we couldn't light fire, we still would have had to light the candles on Shabbos itself. There's a mitzvah to have the candles being burnt on Shabbos. And therefore, the Paitan is saying that the Iker mitzvah is not that the candles are lit before Shabbos. The real mitzvah is to have candles lit on Shabbos, b'Shabbos. We have no choice. We can't light fire on Shabbos, so we have to do it beforehand. But really, the candles are lit b'Shabbos, to be lighting and burning on Shabbos itself. Kuf, we're almost there. Kiddush Hayom Mikadesh B'Shabbos. Clearly, it doesn't need explanation. We have Kiddush on Shabbos itself. Ranein Sheva Mifalelos B'Shabbos. We have Ranenus. We have Tefillos. Seven Tefillos on Shabbos. What are the seven Tefillos on Shabbos? Well, in Shmoneh Esrei, we have seven brachos in Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos, right? We have the usual three at the beginning, three at the end, one in the middle. That corresponds to the seven over here. The seven times that Shem Hashem is used in Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos. Again, another reference of seven when it comes to Shabbos. The pasuk in Tehillim says, Sheva b'yom hilalticha, seven times in the day I will praise you. What are the seven times? The seven tefillos over Shabbos, okay? And the Medrash Tanchum in Parshas Vayera says this refers to these seven brachos on Shabbos, or the seven amidos we say over Shabbos. We say Shmon Esrei Maariv, and then we say Shachris Mincha Mosaf, and then each time it's repeated with Chazaras Hashatz, so that 6 + 1 = 7. Again, a big aspect of seven when it comes to Shabbos, it uses the word Ranein, because we need to make sure that on Shabbos, actually also not Bakashos, requests from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they are praises and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it uses the word Ranein. Next, Shin, Shiva Bedas Korah B'Shabbos. This means seven people, Bedas, to the Torah, or Korah, are read on Shabbos. We have seven people who get aliyos on Shabbos. Right? We know that the Kiddush of the day increases the amount of aliyos you get 3 days during the week, 4 on Rosh Chodesh, 5 on Yom Tov, 6 on Yom Kippur, 7 on Shabbos. And again, in Sefer Yirmi, it says 7 times, referencing Yom HaShabbos, and Zachar Yom HaShabbos begins with a Zion as well, referencing the seven people who get aliyos as well when it comes to this issue. So, Shiva Bedas, Korah B'Shabbos, the seven people get aliyos to the Torah on Shabbos. Finally,
if Yom Kippur is Shabbos, Shabbos, why is it only 6 then?
Because it's not the...
It's not Shabbos.
It's not Shabbos. Yom Kippur is good, but it's not Shabbos. In some aspects it is, but in this aspect it's not. Okay, Tanchilena L'Yom Shekulo Shabbos. And we conclude this lengthy explanation of Shabbos with the whole point of what this idea of Hashanah is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the merit of all the things we do for Shabbos, and the preparations, and the food, and the clothing, and the Shmir Shabbos, and the beauty, and the Tircha we put into Shabbos, so you should give us the Yom Shekulo Shabbos. In the merit of all the things we do in preparations and all the things we do in order to make Shabbos wonderful and beautiful, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, answer our tefillos, Hoshana, bring Mashiach. Enough already. We've done so much in order to beautify Shabbos. Please bring Mashiach and bring us to the Yom Shekulo Shabbos, the day which will be completely Shabbos, where we will be completely engaged and close to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be able to really connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on its highest level. And this fits with the entire idea of Hoshana. So Hoshana is one long tefillah over 7 days in order to bring Mashiach, to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. The first day of Hoshana was about Yom Kippur. The next one was about the Beis HaMikdash. The whole day of Hoshana Rabbah, the whole aspect of the tefillah is about Kol Mevaser, bring Mashiach. The whole aspect is one long day of tefillah, 7 long days of tefillah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring Mashiach. It should be in the merit of our proper recitation and our proper shmira of Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring us the Yom Shekulo Shabbos. Okay.